Welcome back to Casey Cares, Kansas City's window on the nonprofit community and the people they serve. I'm Ruth Baum Biggest. And now we have musical guests. And I don't know why I didn't think to have them send us a track so we could have heard your beautiful music. But we have the Kansas City Civic Orchestra folks here. Marsha Barber, chairman of the board.
Yes.
Correct.
Yes.
And her cohort in musical crime, Don Goldenbaum, board member and in charge of the outreach committee.
Thank you. Hi, Ruth.
How are you?
Great.
All right. Well, probably the most important question. Are you both musicians?
Yes.
Yes.
And your instruments?
I play the cello, but I don't currently play in the orchestra.
Oh.
But I did.
Oh, good.
For years.
Good. So you are a cellist.
I am a cellist.
I play violin and viola, and in the orchestra, I play the viola.
So you're just a string guy.
I'm a string guy.
He's an overachiever.
Which do you prefer of the two instruments?
Recently, the viola. It's a wonderful instrument.
And why do you prefer that right now? Size, tone?
It's the tone. It's the deep, rich feeling. I can actually sense the vibrations in my chin as I'm playing.
Wow.
And my fingers are bigger than most violinists, and so it's easier for me to play on a larger instrument.
I think strings are incredibly hard to play. I think that would be a very difficult instrument, one that you would have to start young before you have to think about it too much, what your fingers are doing and where they're going. Kansas City Civic Orchestra, share with us a little bit about the orchestra and a little of the history of it.
So the orchestra actually was founded in 1959, and it's always been an artistic venue for local musicians to share their talents with each other and with the local community and bring arts to the community. And for many years, all of our concerts have been free so that we can allow the KC Metropolis community to join us for free and not have money be a barrier to attend concerts.
And these are all volunteer musicians?
Yes.
Is that correct?
We have 90-plus volunteers in the orchestra. We also have more than 25 friends of Civic that do volunteer work for in support of the orchestra. And then we have 13 board members who also volunteer.
Is there any paid staff? Or you all volunteer?
We have our conductor is our paid staff. Essentially, we have small stipends for our librarian and some other small functions within the orchestra, but mostly it's just a conductor.
Who is in this orchestra? Tell us a little bit about the makeup of the orchestra. Yes, musicians that play instruments, I get that, but I want to know about the fabric of the orchestra.
We do. We have a little bit of everything, actually. We have doctors. We have music teachers. We have semi-professional players. We have accountants. We have Don. We have
Don's
just about
the best.
That's right. We have every walk of life, really, in the orchestra. We have people who perform for a living, and we have people who, you know, work in an office. And the great thing about the orchestra is it allows people to do something for their whole life and have a hobby for their whole life and you know, really play with a quality group and be challenged every week. So,
How often do you get together? I'm sure there's a little bit of practicing that goes on, even though you are very skilled at your instruments.
Well, we rehearse for each concert maybe 5 or 6 times, one night a week from 7:30 to 9:30. So it's all, everybody has day jobs or they're retired, and they get together on a regular basis to prepare the concerts.
So are you expected to practice at home?
Yes.
So there's a little bit of that.
There's quite a bit of
mentality going on. And as I'm looking through your orchestra, actually, I see a couple of friends who play with the orchestra. I guess I didn't realize that. How do you choose who the principal is? Is that a competitive process?
It is. We have an auditions process once a year in August, and we have quite a few folks that ask throughout the year if there are openings within the orchestra, and if we have them, we do kind of a one-off audition process. But yes, actually, our concertmaster has been with the orchestra since 1975. I hope I got that right. She's been the concertmaster for over 30 years. So,
share with us what a concertmaster does. Somebody who's not music may not know.
Well, it's a fascinating job. I've been the concertmaster of two other orchestras. It's the violinist who sits closest to the conductor, usually just to the conductor's left. And that person is the one who comes out before the conductor to tune up the orchestra. But they do a lot of behind-the-scenes work, too. In addition to helping the conductor lead the strings, the concertmaster decides what the fingerings and bowings are for the violins. which you've noticed in orchestra concerts the bows go up and down all together.
Mm-hmm.
That's no accident. The concertmaster's decided which notes are played which way. The concertmaster solves technical problems for the player sometimes and gives them instruction during rehearsals. So it's usually the big kahuna violinist.
Ooh, wow. It sounds like it's a really tough process. I don't know.
It's a lot of work. It's a lot of work.
Do you have, you had mentioned you do have an audition process if there are openings.
Well, we have an open audition each year.
Does anybody have to re-audition?
No, we don't require re-audition. But, you know, we do have quite a few folks that come in and ask, you know, do you have, that want to audition for the orchestra. We do open up auditions, mostly for the opening. Sometimes we'll open a general audition for all instruments, if, you know, for every, like, the entire string section if we decide to. But, we
entertain. So once you're in, you're in.
Well, yeah.
Kind of, sort of. If you want to stay.
unless you're a troublemaker. No, I'm kidding. No, we have some folks that, you know, we had somebody retire from the orchestra last year that played for 54 years in the orchestra.
Oh, my gosh.
So longer than most marriages, really. So.
Wow. There you go.
You're married to your instrument.
Well, maybe that's because he played an instrument for so long that he was able to do that. You have, remind me, 4 concerts a year?
We have 5 concert
five
cycles.
Concerts.
We do an encore performance of both of our Pops concerts. So we have a November Pops concert where we have a Friday evening, and then we have a Saturday family-centered concert. And then on our December concert, we have a Friday night and a Saturday night.
And who gets to pick the music?
Well, right now, we have normally the music director picks the music and works with the music committee to make any adjustments to it. And we take many, many suggestions from our orchestra members. We take suggestions from audience members. This year, we don't have a permanent conductor right now. We have an arts partner who's conducting with us, and then one applicant for our full-time position and a guest conductor. And those folks work with our music committee to determine what might play. Our music committee came up with a season, and then they work with the conductor.
So is there a particular focus? Is there something that you always play that Kansas City Civic Orchestra is known for? I mean, you're the orchestra of Bach, or you're the orchestra of, you know.
No, it's much more open than that. We are known for playing classical music.
Primarily classical?
Very well, and then we have these family-oriented concerts as well for children and their families. To introduce them to things like tunes from popular movies, and they're more instructional than the classical concerts. But if you went to the Philharmonic, the Kansas City Symphony, you'd hear the same kind of music that we play in most of our concerts.
Mm-hmm. And which ones do you like better?
Which kinds of music?
Yeah, do you like the pop and, hey, we get to kind of loosen our...
I'll let Marcia speak for herself, but I'm a classical bug.
What's your favorite composer, or is there a group of them?
I lean more to the romantics. I like Brahms especially, and some Beethoven. And one reason I love Beethoven orchestra music is because everything he ever wrote was different. He never did the same thing twice.
Wow. And you, even though you're not playing in the orchestra right now, you get a vote.
I actually, you know, if you asked all the musicians in the orchestra whether they prefer classics or pops, I think that they prefer to play the classical music. I think that they enjoy the pops experience because we do get new audience members with our pops concerts. It's a draw for folks that aren't normal, you know, orchestra goers that don't normally attend the symphony or listen to classical music. So I think a lot of folks enjoy the children's concerts. They enjoy the Pops concert because of the interaction with kids. I prefer Dvorak. It's my favorite.
There we go.
Ah, and so, why?
Well, I play the cello, and he wrote a lot of great cello music.
Okay, you get to play a lot of good stuff.
Yeah.
Now, a little birdie told me about some special kinds of concerts that you do, and one I see in here that I think is very interesting and our listeners would be interested to know more about is the petting zoo.
So 3 years ago, we decided, well, 3.5 years ago, we decided to have a matinee orchestra concert so that we could reach out to more families and young folks. And so we worked with a local, actually it's Topeka-based music store called Manning Music, and they sponsored the event. They came out and brought a barrage of instruments for young folks to try. So we had our first annual instrument petting zoo, which is different from what the symphony does because the kids actually get to try the instruments. They can play them.
Oh, so, how fun. That must be interesting hearing the different sounds that they make.
It's actually pretty impressive to watch a two-year-old make a sound on a trombone, I have to say. But it was really fun. We had a great time, and then we had a second annual, and then we went from having, 15-ish kids to 115 kids.
Oh, my goodness.
And this last year, our petting zoo brought us 217 kids. We had 217.
Wow.
So, and they all got to play music. It wasn't just, a kazoo. It was trumpets and clarinets and violins and
what
everything.
Other kind of outreach activities do you do?
I'll let Don answer that one.
Well, I team up with an excellent violinist who's the assistant concert mistress of the symphony, and we go to public schools and other kid venues, and we do violin and viola sessions for them. Usually these are in the Shawnee Mission and sometimes in the Kansas City, Missouri school districts, but to date we have had sessions like that for nearly 2,000 children.
That's to date this season.
My goodness.
Since attending maybe 13 or 14 different schools up to this point. Mm-hmm. So that's the children's outreach, and I'll tell you more about that. But we also do adult outreach, and it's more of a healing thing. And this is something that my colleague Jennifer does. She goes to retirement communities and extended care,
mm-hmm.
assisted living, and that's the right term, and specializes in helping people with memory problems, Alzheimer's related, playing songs that they would recognize, and she has found in those that sometimes this reawakens their memories and allows them to open up and start talking again briefly. So it's been a wonderful experience for her. She has now done 60 of those sessions just in the last year.
If a listener was interested in that, how could they get in touch with the organization? Or I don't want to give her personal number necessarily.
No.
Is that something, I guess the question would be, is this something that other folks could reach out to you all?
Absolutely, absolutely. We have a web, on our website, we have an email form you can fill in if you're interested in anything, really, in auditions and asking a question, and if you want to talk about outreach. Absolutely.
And that website is?
www.kccivic.org.
Great. And then you were going to go on with the children. You said that you had more about the outreach kinds of things you do with kids.
Well, I'll have to say as a grandfather of six.
Oh, my goodness.
That is one of the neatest things I have ever done in my life. I just love it.
Mm-hmm.
We'll typically go into a school, having arranged it ahead of time, and we will do 3 to 5 sessions for the kids in typically the second and third grades, although we have done pre-K and mm-hmm. kindergarten children as well. And they'll sit in a semicircle around us on the floor of the gymnasium, typically, and we then involve them. We don't just play at them. They're part of what we do. It's completely participatory.
Oh, how exciting.
And I think that some other great things that Don and Jennifer have done, they've gone to, we've collaborated with some special needs groups that work with both adults and children. And one of those is the Shawnee Mission Instructional Resource Center, where they've played for 250-ish children with special needs, and they really enjoyed that. And you've been back one more time, right? You've been there at least twice now.
Right, we have done that twice.
And then we've also worked with CLO, which is Community Living Opportunities, I think is what CLO mm-hmm. stands for. They're based in Lenexa, and they not only work with children, but they work with adults as well. And they, we had a special preview of our zoo, both last year and the year before, and we invited some adults with special needs to attend those previews, and they really enjoyed being interactive with instruments and being able to do that. Folks that can't speak or even walk that were able to really enjoy the involvement and being part of,
music.
Even if it was somebody holding a bow, they would move your arm, you know, because they couldn't hold a bow. But it was really a great opportunity.
So. Music is a magical thing, isn't it?
It really is. It seems to pervade
and cross mm-hmm. all kinds of miscommunication and different languages. You have a concert coming up. Tell us a little bit about that. I don't want that to escape us.
I'm going to let Don do that. It's March 4th. It's at Atonement Lutheran Church, which is at 99th and Metcalf. It's always free. And we have...
Can't beat that, folks.
That's right. Can't beat that. We do have a pre-concert talk at 6:45, and then the concert starts at 7:30. So our guest conductor will come out and give a little speech, not really speech, more of an interactive kind of talk about the music that we'll be playing. And do you want to talk about the music, Don?
Sure. We're going to play three pieces at this concert, all classical. We're doing the Roman Carnival Overture by Berlioz, the Capriccio Italien by Tchaikovsky, and Franck's, not the movie Franck, Symphony in D minor. And they're all wonderful pieces. The first two, the Roman Carnival and the Capriccio, are short, peppy, exciting, very emotional type, exuberant pieces. And the Franck is a full symphony that has moods ranging from making you wonder about yourself to really joy. And so if you want to hear the full possibilities of classical music, this concert will give you a good dose of that.
And make you wonder about yourself.
Yes.
We are almost out of time. I can't believe it. It went so quickly, but I want you all to share with us the website one more time and maybe quickly tell us what are some other ways people could get involved with the organization if you don't play an instrument like some of us in this room.
So our website again is kccivic.org. That's kccivic.org. And we have a lot of opportunity for people to volunteer with the orchestra. We have a donation option. We have sponsorships that we offer that will help fund each season, and they get rewards for those via marketing and collaboration that we do with them. We also have the ability to advertise in our program. We print one program a year, and we reach about 1,000 people with each concert, so that's about 7,000 people a season. And then we also have a great group called the Friends of Civic, and they support us in many, many ways. And there are lots of opportunities there to work with our marketing team and our grant writing team, and we can always use any sort of assistance that people are willing to give the orchestra. We welcome them.
Well, thank you both so much, folks. Check out Kansas City Civic Orchestra, a hidden gem if you don't know about it. They do great concerts. They have concerts for kids. They do outreach. Take advantage of this wonderful resource in our own community. Thank you all for coming on.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We'll be back after this break.